You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, I spoke to the event directors of Splore, The Others Way and Freaks Out East, as well as musician and artist Jasmine Mary, about how moving to the red setting had impacted them and the wider music arts and event sector. All of the events I spoke to had to either cancel or postpone their plans, and Jasmine Mary said that they and many other artists had effectively lost their jobs and income because of the red setting. Jasmine also said that they felt there was no support available to people working in the music arts and culture sector, with the wage subsidy and resurgence funds being no longer accessible. They even wrote to the Prime Minister seeking help for their community. Despite many similar stories circulating the news and social media last week, there has still been no support announcements made by the government as of yet. So I wanted to focus on what resources are available to help people working in this industry while we wait for any news from the government. This is why I reached out to Saren Model, who has been using her social media accounts to help people find these resources. Saren is a freelance tour manager and promoter representative, and I spoke to her about how she feels the red setting has impacted herself and her industry, and where people can go to find support, and how the public can help support people working in that industry. So here we go now. How has the shift to red impacted the music and arts industry and yourself?
For the live music industry specifically, we're basically back at March 2020, except worse because nobody has any cash reserves anymore. Basically, under red, we can't operate as an industry. 95% of us are unable to work, and that's a frightening prospect. You know, to put it in financial terms, personally, between January 15th and March 31st of this year, I was due to make 45% of my revenue for this financial year.
Wow.
Ending in March 2022. So that's roughly, you know, I would say that's broadly emblematic of the situation that everyone is in. Not only are we unable to work, but at this specific time, we've lost basically the entire summer, and that summer was going to make up for you know, having 4 to 5 months of lockdown at the end of last year. So this is really, you know, the couple of months that everyone was relying on to really, you know, sort of boost us from the losses of the last year.
Could you perhaps further explain what you mean by people have lost work or lost their jobs? It perhaps could be a bit confusing for people who know that there have been events support packages released by the government which were meant to cover people working events over the summer. So what do you mean when you say that people have lost work over this large summer period?
Yeah, when I say we're not able to work, I mean, yes, there are acts who can do 100-person seated shows, but that financial model doesn't make any money for the venue. It would sort of barely cover costs. If you look at what Whammy is doing, for example, you know, they do 50 people, $30 a head, $1,500. They split that, you know, between whoever's playing and the bar. I mean, that $500 for the bar doesn't even cover the cost of opening the doors and paying all your staff for the night and paying your rent and your overheads, right? In addition to that, doing a 100-person show requires a far fewer production staff. So as a tour manager, for example, nobody's going to hire me to tour manage a 100-person show. They simply don't need it. I'm surplus to requirements. In the same vein, they only need one tech, really, who can do sound and lighting from one desk. They don't need, you know, a team of five people who might be doing monitors plus front of house plus lighting plus video. So we just literally don't have shows to be employed on. Now, you do reference the event support schemes. Those are wonderful that they exist, but the purpose of those was to give promoters some sense of certainty and confidence in being able to plan things in advance, and they serve that purpose really well. They let everybody know there's a safety net in case you have to cancel things, but those support schemes were not fundamentally designed to support a sector that cannot operate during red over a number of months.
What resources are available to help people? What sort of support is there out there right now?
Not a huge amount at the moment. As you know, an individual, if you are looking for support, my first place to suggest to go to is Music Helps. They have a counseling hotline specifically for folks who are employed in the music industry. And they also have a benevolent fund as well. And they're just generally there to support people who are working in the sector through really tough times. And I fully expect that they'll be having some more activity coming in the next couple of weeks. Everyone still is kind of just getting their feet underneath them. I would also say as either an artist or, you know, an individual sole trader, to get familiar with those two event support schemes so that you are not relying on either a subcontractor or a promoter to tell you whether or not an event is eligible for coverage. I think it's really important that everyone feels sort of empowered with the knowledge of what support is actually out there for those events when they fall over, so that we're not leaving ourselves susceptible to, you know, misinformation or to a subcontractor or a promoter saying, no, we weren't eligible, we didn't get the funding, or no, I couldn't get your whole invoice covered. If we are all equipped with that knowledge, we can kind of challenge that and advocate for ourselves better.
At this stage, does it feel like the government will respond to the calls for support for these industries?
I am hopeful that we will see some forthcoming targeted public sector support. At this moment, we've heard from separately Carmel Cipollone and Grant Robertson last week acknowledgements in terms of saying we're looking at what is currently available and whether or not it's suiting the need that is out there, which is encouraging. So I do think it is likely that they will come to the table with something, but I guess I'm concerned about what it is that they come to the table with. I think it's critical that we get support beyond those two event schemes, so it won't be sufficient for them to just beef them up or change the date frames. What we'd like to see as a sector is some version of the wage subsidy that will cover people who have folks on payroll, and something resembling the resurgence support payment that will also support businesses to cover their fixed overhead costs. So things like rent and insurance are huge costs for these businesses. If you're talking about a live music venue, or if you're talking about a production supplier that's got a warehouse full of gear and trucks they need to maintain, those are all fixed costs that the wage subsidy will not help. And also the event support schemes will not help. So I'm hopeful, but I also am a little wary of what it is that they're gonna come out with.
Now, just finally, what can the public or people listening to BFM right now do to help support people working in the arts, music and culture sector?
Well, the first very easy accessible way is you can sign the change.org petition. If you've got tickets to an event that gets postponed and you have the option to hang on to your ticket, hang on to your ticket. Don't ask for a refund. That helps promoters, and, you know, if it's an artist who's self-promoting, it gives them a bit more certainty to be able to look at those rescheduled dates and be able to do their show in the future. Think about buying the merch that you would have bought at the show. Just buy it online, you know, support those artists. It's not just about supporting production crew directly, but me, for example, I work directly for artists about half the time. So if my act is doing well and they have, you know, some income coming in, it means that they're in a better financial position when they go out on the next tour and then, you know, they hire someone like me. And when you see things announced in the future, please buy tickets. I mean, we understand that it's really fatiguing out there to have to keep changing plans, but supporting live shows whenever and wherever you can when they come back will be critical.
That was Saren Model, a freelance tour manager and promoter representative, speaking about what support is available for people working in the music, arts and culture sector who have lost work under the red setting. As I said before, although some ministers have acknowledged the calls for support from this industry, we are still waiting to hear from the government whether a more targeted package will be made available for people working in the music, arts and culture sector. So if you are interested in checking out the petition Saren mentioned, please head to www.change.org and search Labour Party support payments for workers and businesses unable to operate under the red setting. You can also check out Jasmine Mary's petition on our.actionstation.org.nz, and that one is called Open Letter, Better Support for Artists During the Pandemic. I am also in contact with Arts, Culture and Heritage Minister Carmel Cipollone to hopefully have a conversation with her about what sort of support and resources can be made available for people working in this industry. So do stay tuned and stay with The Wire, because we'll hopefully have that up for you in the next couple of days.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.